Count it out now?
Yes. You were born in Iowa.
I was born in Iowa.
And what date do you remember?
1910.
Do you remember where you lived at that time?
When is that? Mount Air, Iowa. That's where it was from, Mount Air, Iowa. I don't know what you want to know me.
All right. Now, you told me that your parents came here.
Well, it was about, I must have been about 8 years old.
About 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
When you first came here, where did you live?
1150 in Colorado Springs.
Oh.
I just sold the house.
And how long were you there?
Until I was married at 30. I mean, 19. At 30, I was married. Well, you should know that. I don't know how you do so many
things. You just talk a bit now.
The last thing we talked about was your parents, mm-hmm. and how long they lived in Colorado Springs.
Oh, well, I don't know. All the same time. Let's see, I was 8 years old. It was 19.
That would be
19.
18.
If you yeah, were. No, 19. Yes. Or 18. I don't.
Yes, well, you were born in 1910.
Dan.
And 8 years would make it mm-hmm. 1919 or 1918.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It was after the war, I know. We moved.
After the war?
World War One.
Uh-huh. And do you remember any part of that, about the war? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember that much.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your parents, your mother and father.
What's to tell? I don't know.
What was their origin?
Well, they had a rent farm, and they sold it and moved out there. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
From the farm.
Were there people from another country or from?
No,
they're all.
He was born. Yeah,
here.
Both of them. She was a Houston, the Houston tribe.
Okay.
Related to that.
When you were in Colorado Springs, did you go to school there?
I started there.
Do you remember anything about the school?
No, we didn't have a school bus then.
No.
So I got lost once or twice getting out to the farm where we lived.
How far away were you, do you know?
I don't know, it must have been 4 or 5 years.
Well,
miles.
And you were too young to remember.
I was too young. My brother was too busy playing football or something. He didn't pick me up.
Now, how many children were in your family?
Just two.
You and your brother?
Uh-huh. He was 9 years older than me.
9 years? What was his name?
Donald. But he died several years ago. Or 50, 60 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I
forgot. Before we moved here, anyway. But that don't make any difference on me. I'm not an old timer.
But his name was Donald.
Mm.
Okay. But what was his last name, your maiden name?
Buck, B-U-C-K.
Beck. Your mother and father were Becks, right? When you moved here, did you come right to Salida?
Uh-huh. No, to Colorado Springs.
Oh, Colorado Springs. Okay.
We lived in Colorado Springs.
I see. I remember that. And then you came here after that.
I went to Denver, and my husband worked up there. And then we got transferred down here in 54.
Oh, I see.
Or 53 it was.
When you were married.
Huh? I wasn't married then, yes, Lord, yes.
What was the year that you were married?
Huh?
What year were you were married?
Well, I was 20.
You were 20?
Yeah.
So then it had to be 1930.
30.
Right.
That's right. Now I remember.
Uh-huh.
You forget.
And your husband's name was?
Ralph.
Okay.
He's from the Southern Davises.
From where?
The Southern Davises.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his dad was a friend of the, what was his name?
Jeff Davis?
Jeff.
Really?
They were cousins.
That's very interesting. Cousin of Jeff Davis.
How do I remember that?
See? You never know till you get the questions.
Yeah. He was Southern.
What do you remember of your schooling after you got here?
Oh, I went to grade school and high school at Colorado Springs and graduated.
I see.
1929 or 30?
Yeah.
29.
Okay. And then after you were married, you came here?
No, we went to Denver. My husband worked for a telephone company, and then he changed and went to public service, and they moved us to Denver. And then we moved down here. He got transferred down here, and we wouldn't move anymore.
Oh.
We liked it.
Yes. It's an easy place to like. I like it, too.
It's a nice place to live.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know that.
Oh, yes. I'm looking for...
You got too many papers.
Yeah, too many. Now I found this one. What was the first place after you were married that you lived here in the Salida area, after you were transferred?
I can't remember the name of the people. They were out on 120, and they had a house, and we rented it. Then we found a house we moved into, and we rented. That was where we stayed.
And that was in Salida?
Theirs was in the county, on between the two towns.
Oh.
And then we moved to Poncha, and it's been 30 years ago.
So you've been...
I mean, 50 years.
In Poncha? Springs, where you are now?
Yeah.
I see.
Now we got it straight.
Okay. Now tell me, I know you have a son. Where does he live?
In Buena Vista.
Oh, and what does he do?
He works for the prison up there. For the prison.
The Buena Vista Correction?
Yeah, he quit his job. He was chief of police for years. He didn't like retirement, so.
He went back to.
Yeah, they talked him into it.
Yeah, I probably needed him. Do you have other children?
I just have the one son.
I never did hear you say, so I thought I'd ask.
Well, everybody knows him.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Because he went to school here in Salida.
I'd like you to tell me something about that. Was that the school that is now the town hall?
Yeah, he started there, and he went. He didn't like it out there, and we... There were other people that didn't like it, so he was started down here in Salida, and that's where he ended. He was in... Oh, I can't think. But anyway, he graduated from Salida High School.
He graduated from Salida High School.
High school. Don't ask me what year.
No, but when he went there, did they have football games, and did he take part in the sports, or?
In Salida.
In Salida.
Oh, yes, he was sports.
Do you remember any of the plays or programs they had over Christmas or Thanksgiving?
He was in the choir and traveled.
He liked to sing. Huh? Had a good voice.
Well, he was mediocre.
Well, now, he'd be in the choir. He'd be well trained.
Oh, yeah, he liked John Held. John Held.
Yes. Very well-known man in the area, and now the auditorium is named for him. Right. I think the kids all just loved him.
Oh, he was great. She was nice, too.
Yes. I talked to Mary the other day. She was here for lunch.
She has. She taught in a great school.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's part of our story.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. It's great. Did
you have chores to do after school when you were growing up? Did everybody have to do something?
Nah.
Like we say in the old days, no? How about your son? Did he help out around the house?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What kind of transportation did you have?
We had an old car. It was a nice car at that time.
You bet.
They were open, you know.
Touring car? Open?
You know, they had side curtains and all that stuff. That's been a good many years ago.
But just think how early you had a car.
Yeah, they had a car as long as I can remember.
Do you know where they bought it?
Well, in Iowa. The first car we had was from there. Then they bought, after they got out here, I guess it means to come in a car.
I guess so.
I guess I'm coming in tomorrow.
You're fine. You're fine. Do you remember any special characters? I'm going to put it off. The voices are too loud.
Well, just wait.
Do you remember any special characters in town?
Which?
Any kind of character, an individual that
stood
out? No. The year that your husband was mayor, he was mayor in
Pontius Frank in late 72 or something like that.
Yes.
I don't know, remember.
And that's when you served?
No, before, when we first moved here, they needed somebody to take notes at the town council. So I said, well, I don't type. That's all right. We just want you to write what's going on. So in the morning got here and went to work with the town, you know. And that was in 50.
I think that was wonderful. How many years did he serve? Do we know?
Just twice.
Twice.
Because it only was 2 days, 2 years at a term.
Yeah. A 2-year term, you're saying.
Huh? He quit.
Go ahead. I was going to change the question to, do you remember the early businesses that you would go to buy things or do things with?
No, I didn't do any of that. I took the notes and
in Poncha, were there many businesses or were there mostly?
Mostly about what's there now.
Well, because of the fire, you know, the big fire.
It was before my time.
Yes, it was, right.
And I don't know about that.
No. Well, that's in a history book.
Yeah, that's anyway. In the history.
Do you remember any people that went to war from here in World War II or any of the other, you know, big wars? Do you remember any local people?
Oh, I can't remember who did.
Do you remember if any women took their place in a job or something like in the factories?
I didn't have anything to do with anything.
No, but I wondered here how it affected life here? Maybe not much.
Not much, but it's ain't changed. Okay.
How about the times that we had typhoid fever or diphtheria? We had diseases.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't in my time.
You didn't?
Not in the 50 years.
I think you were well protected here.
Yes.
I think.
Evidently.
Yes, you didn't have all the big city traffic, and you had a rural life.
Mm-hmm.
So that. What did your husband mostly do for work?
Well, he was an electrician with a public service company, and they built substations all over San Luis Valley.
Oh, yeah.
His crew did.
Mm-hmm. So he was here, there, and everywhere?
He was traveling off and on.
I see.
So I had to keep busy.
But at one time, I think you said you did a lot of driving for him in the automobile. You drove.
Well, not for him, but everybody else. Took everybody where they wanted to go or something. Needed help.
When we worked together on the UCOG committee, you and I and Bill were on the UCOG group that went. You took us to Buena Vista for one meeting.
Oh, we did.
And you took us to Canyon City for one meeting.
Oh.
And then Bill.
Yeah, I drove a lot for the area agent.
For the different agencies.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yes.
Yeah, I took them, went to all the meetings.
What do you think is the biggest change we've had in your lifetime here?
I don't know.
A lot more people.
Oh, yeah, people. My goodness, look what it's doing to our town now.
Yeah. And newer businesses.
But it punches about the same as it was 50 years ago.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change much.
All these new homes are not in the town.
They're in the county.
They're way
actually
out, right, miles out, and some of them are just beautiful, big old homes.
Beautiful homes.
Yes. I didn't check yet with the tapes at the town hall, but I need to remember that.
Yes, I can go over there with you and tell you.
I wonder if they would know where they are.
Well, I'd like to talk to them about it, because we saved us, and they gave us this thing to put them in the back room, you know.
Okay.
And they probably don't even know what it is, you know.
I think there's nobody there now
that knows
who would remember them, so we have to remind them. What would you especially like to say about your town or Salida?
Oh, it's a good place to live. I know that. And we've been happy for 50 years being here. I don't want to leave.
No, I don't either.
I never lived in Salida there just a few months. We went to Pacha then.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for your help.
I thought you wanted to know something about the town.
I do, but I wanted you to tell me what you remembered about the town.
I remember going to work for them in 54. Didn't get paid. I think it was $5 every 3 months or something, so I gave it to the Booster Club.
There's a thought. Now, the Booster Club...
Yes,
started,
we
started how long ago?
Well, we were going there in 50 years ago, but it fell apart when all the older kids left, and we don't have it anymore, I don't think much.
Yes, we do.
We do?
We have maybe 6 or 8 people. And I'll tell you who's in charge of it is Diane Wood.
Yeah, Diane. And
Mrs. Holman is in it.
Yeah, she's the one. The Holmans. And it was the Holman boy that finally moved it. He had it going good. but I don't know what's happened to it now.
They do a few things.
For funerals and
things. And in the cemetery every year?
Yeah.
They do a clean-up?
Yeah, we always had a clean-up.
And who started the little library over in Town Hall?
No, it's a museum.
Museum.
Then the Woods has helped me. Diane Woods made the curtains that are still there. Isn't that awful? But I was quite active in the Booster Club. But I never was an officer, was I?
How many people were in it when you were working?
Oh, 25, 30.
A lot.
Oh, from all over the country. It wasn't just a town. It was a community.
When did it fall apart?
When the kids, the home and boys, left the town.
And Mrs. Holman still lives here.
Oh, yes.
And she contributed a lot of things to the museum. It's on your list of the things that were contributed?
Yeah, I had that list.
Yes, and I typed it off, so it's in a book there, your book.
That, there's stuff in that where those tapes are, I think. We've got to find those tapes.
But all the lists of the families who donated the first things, the clothing and the furniture and the different things that were donated.
Yeah, we tipped track, so they got credit for it.
Of course. And those are some of the things that are
we did that.
In your book. Yeah, they're all listed.
I forget who did that for us. Maybe Jeannie would know. Jeannie Omer. She should be here with me.
That would be nice. And I
because we both remember those.
Yes,
things.
I think
her folk, father was mayor for years. Holman.
And they've always lived here, as far as you know.
As far as I know, I forget they told me, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I imagine that Mrs. Holman will be interviewed. She's on our list to help us build the story back for Pontius Springs.
Well, she and I together put out a flyer. I'll get it to you. And she and I, they printed it and they gave it to people that came in for tours. I didn't know you were going to do this today, or I'd have brought it.
Well, I didn't call you to remind you. I wasn't sure that you'd be feeling like coming, you know. So I'm very glad that you came and that you were willing to talk to us.
I don't doubt you much. I haven't told you much.
But things that I would never know and that the other people who do the research would not know.
Yeah, right.
This will be taken off on a disc and filed in the archives at the Salida Library. So it is a very worthwhile project to help rebuild the history. People that remember. So.
Well, I quit being active when I retired from the town council. And I was 72.
I was going to say. Yeah.
And I said, what's his name? Who was president? If he could be president, I could. He sit on the town council. I quit finally.
But you were on it a long time.
Oh yeah,
you served a long time.
Off and on.
Do you remember some of the people who served with you?
Oh, I could if I could remember.
Well, if anybody comes to mind, then you tell me.
Yeah.
Do you remember the steam plant very well?
Yeah. Hey, it was his business.
Down in Salida.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in and out of there. Yes, he did the wiring. A lot of it.
It's very much changed, you know.
I've been in there, yeah. It isn't a steam plant anymore.
Well, no, they have a big stage and good lighting.
Uh-huh.
And
I know they have.
For all those great programs.
Yeah,
now, the one thing I forgot to ask you is about the smelter town.
I don't know too much about that.
Well, you know the big chimney that's there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was part of it. And they had buildings around it that you don't see anymore.
No. I don't think there was much there when I came. You want to find somebody in Snodgrass, you told them from there where to go.
I got this at the art festival. Now, didn't it used to look like that? Can you see there are little buildings on the side of the smokestack?
There might have been one building by it, but it was tore down.
Yes, they're not there now.
No.
And I wondered if you remembered any of those buildings around there.
I can't right now, no. I wasn't very active with that.
That was quite a large business at one time, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, I guess so. You know, we had a business over there above where you live.
Oh, in Ponson?
On the hill there, back.
Yeah?
Back of the track. They had, bricks.
Bricks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a kiln, yeah.
It was on that hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bricks for the
town
were made in the area.
Mm-hmm.
The history book said all the bricks that were used in the first schools and the old school building were all made in this area.
In that one?
Really?
It's nothing there anymore.
No, you can't tell. Do you remember where the little depot was in Pontius Springs?
Right, but
I can't figure out where it was.
Well, it was as you go up toward the hill from your place. It was right by the railroad track here where it was. And it was to this right side as you go up this hill. Down to the bottom there before the railroad was. That's where they lived. Last people that lived there were somebody lives in town here now. I'll think of it.
Well, you know, there's no trace of the place where the depot was. And I got a picture.
Well, I know where it is.
Yeah,
it was.
But a lot of people don't even have an idea where it used to be. I know the train used to go right through there, the little narrow gauge train.
Yes.
Yes, and it came over Marshall Pass and went as far as Maysville, I think.
Uh-huh.
And turned around on a turntable.
Well, that was at the end.
Yes.
But before they went over, I went to Alamosa on that train through there. And when I was can't remember what year, but I went over to Alamosa and back.
Oh, my goodness.
On that train that went around and up the pass.
Yes. I bet that was a very beautiful trip.
Well, I didn't think anything about it. It was just one way to get there.
When did that quit, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't either.
My son might remember.
And the tracks are all gone, too.
Oh, that was sad.
I think so. I wish we still had it.
You know, they ought to make a road or walkway or something out of the whole thing.
Yeah. I think it was a beautiful area to have a little train in.
Oh, it was, and it was so much fun to hear it.
The whistle.
Well, the whistles.
Yes.
I can't
think. We miss things like that.
I can't remember who was the last people who lived in there. I can't think of their name.
Well, maybe Mrs. Holman will think of it.
I doubt she does.
If it comes up, the same things do not
that
always.
Person is still alive, one of them. I'll think of it someday.
Well, let me know.
I'll let you know.
And I can add it on.
Because she might know of something that's about it.
Okay.
I can't think of her name. Isn't that odd?
It will come to you.
Oh, it just, sure. I hadn't thought of them in years.
Well, I think that's these questions.
Of course, at my age, you don't remember either.
I know that. I think you've done very well.
I don't think so.
And I would like to hear if you have any great story to tell us that you'd like to people to remember about your life or your family. No?
We never were that important.
That's part of the picture. That's what I thought.
But
if you think of anything, I did forget to ask you about, you know, over in the museum we have all those trophies in the showcase. in our
life? That was from for eights down it, here.
Is that Fib Arc?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that was the beginning of Fib Arc.
Really?
We always had a float from the town. We worked for days.
And you got several prizes, I think.
Uh-huh, we got prizes.
I think you had first place at least four times.
And the money we used is what? When we just built another the next year.
Really?
And even when we had this, opened this, we had in the parade, but Dick got tired of doing all the work, and I can see why.
Well, they must have been wonderful, because the prize,
a lot of old people.
The trophies are this big, and they have signs on the year, you know, and they're in the corner of your...
Is it got... Does it tell what year?
Yes.
That was from the parade.
Yes.
I ought to go over there with you.
Well, maybe we can do that sometime.
I think it would be better for you. I can tell you where most of those things come from.
I'm sure. Do you remember Mary Rawson?
Oh, she was a good friend of mine.
Oh, how nice.
We were close friends.
She
and her husband.
Yes.
We were all close. Well, they both worked for public service, my husband and her.
Oh, I see. What did her husband do, the same thing?
No, he was a real estate man.
A real estate man.
And so... She finally got a license to sell. They tried to talk me into it, but I didn't do it, and I should have.
You could have.
I could have.
Yes. I was told that he built that house.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He had it built and helped.
Mm. It's very nicely laid out.
Oh, it's very nice.
Comfortable.
He has even an office in back. He has.
That's that third room.
Is that the one you use for an office?
Yes.
I remember that.
I wondered about that.
I remember when she got the stoves in the kitchen and all that.
Oh, really? I wanted to tell you that when I first went over to Town Hall, I saw a plaque to Mary Rawson that said, in appreciation of her contribution to the community. And I wondered if it was because of the things she did to help the school out.
Oh, she just was in everything.
That's what I thought. She was very active.
Oh, she was so active. She knew everything and everybody in the country because she was at the desk in public service.
I see. Well, she was as good as a newspaper. She could tell you what was going on. I did see a photo of a picnic in the park.
Yeah, we had picnics every year.
And I thought it was just wonderful. There was a big crowd there.
Oh, yeah, we had.
And I thought I saw her playing a piano.
Yes, she always did.
Did she? Well, then she must have been part of the program.
She was quite musical.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I really didn't know.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, I've got the dishes.
Tell me. That would be great.
I haven't told you much.
Well, you remembered the picnics, and I think that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it was at picnics. And
remember the gazebo in the park?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it was Beckett. When he was a boy, he'd go down there. Did I write that down?
No.
When he was a boy, he used to go to the hotel because he knew when the time for the stagecoaches to come in. He'd sit there and talk to everybody who came in. And what else? Oh,
that's the
and
Jackson
the horses
Hotel.
Were drinking, the people were drinking.
That's the Jackson Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a stagecoach stop.
It was
many
in
years.
Front of the front door in there is where they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't know what I wrote about that. But he would tell me about what they, you know, what went on.
How
he was an interesting guy. I might have, do I have a tape of him?
What
I have
this?
It of a woman. Oh, we're going to have to go into
what
it.
Was his name, this boy?
Oh, shoot.
Oh. Or maybe had a nickname.
I'll tell you who needs to be here and being interviewed with me is Louise Watson. She would remember.
Where does she live?
Oh, well, Jeannie will know, too. She probably would remember his first name, and I knew it.
Well, that's okay.
They had a son, Jerry, and I don't know. My kids went to school with him.
But the Jackson Hotel was very active at that time. That was
the... That was the place to stop.
Yes. Yes.
And they went from four directions.
From there.
And they would change and go into another one.
I'll be darned.
So they was going south. I got in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the hotel was very prominent at that time.
I think it's amazing that it's still operating.
Well, and it's just wonderful. They've kept it up.
I know. It's because people have taken an interest in the business.
Oh, yeah. But most people that I knew that run it had an interest in the town.
Yeah. It's quite a landmark. Very famous. Now, if you think of anything else you'd like to talk to me about?
No, you just asked me. That's all I mean. But Jerry, what was his name? I'll think it was. But anyway, we saved Eddie Holman took it. And because they were going to destroy it. And he took it over to his mother's place. And when we built the park,
yes,
then we brought it over. And we had a fellow in town that wanted to do it, and he fixed it.
You're talking about the gazebo, the little gazebo?
Mm-hmm, gazebo.
Ray Baca's father.
Yes.
Decided to fix it up.
Yeah, and the town paid him to.
And painted it and got it in good shape. Mm-hmm. I think it's very pretty. And I just learned that, you know, just recently.
Oh, yeah, I knew then. I was on the board then, or my husband. Which one? What year was that? Centennial.
I can't 1980.
Remember.
From 1880 to 1980. 100-year celebration.
That's when we did the museum.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you did the museum?
Suggested it, and I had a bunch of stuff, and Jeannie had, and we got her done.
Yes.
Everybody helped us.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you had such an active organization, and I wish we still did.
Well, that's the trouble. When we got too old, the town was too commercialized.
And there weren't enough young people to take an interest. Mm-hmm. I don't mean young, I mean younger, you know, to take over.
The only one was the two Holman boys, and they helped to keep it going, Booster Club.
Mm.
And they knew about that, too, because their grandmother and grandfather lived there for years. I was town clerk, and she was a trader. And he was the mayor.
And you worked together very closely.
Oh, we were very
close. That's terrific. That's terrific. Well, now that's good news for the town, and something I didn't know anything about.
That's too bad. Eddie had to lose his life.
What did happen?
He was in an airplane going to a meeting over at Durango, and there was Everett was killed. An Everett. Well, anyway, this guy was flying them over, and they had this accident with this old airplane.
A small plane?
No, it was a small plane.
Not commercial?
It wasn't commercial.
Private plane?
I guess. I can't remember now, but Jeannie would remember. But that was sad when we lost
terrible.
Eddie.
Terrible. And you did say that one of these ladies' father started the airport, or at least did a building.
Edna Martin.
Yes.
He started that. He owned the land, and they need the airport, so he started it.
So that's where it began.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still operating.
Yeah, but it's not like it was.
No.
It was just a place for them to land.
Yeah. Well, people come in private planes. In and out of there, but nothing large.
They had to make a big runway for it.
Yes. The big, I think, airport is up in Buena Vista. There's a big.
Yeah, it's a nice one. That's the way it started. Just
as a small one and then built bigger. Uh-huh. I think they have quite a runway up there.
Oh, it's quite good.
Do you remember going to Buena Vista very much?
Well, my son lives there.
Yes. And you visited.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Have you ever been in the big courthouse up there?
Yes.
They have a terrific museum.
I know they do.
Yeah. It's all one whole floor.
You know that museum we have over there is just nothing put in lately. Nobody takes care of it.
I know more about that because I was involved in getting the display board in better shape. And I wasn't permitted to finish because they said I didn't know the people. But I just wanted to rearrange.
Well, you should have me with you.
Well, if I'd had you, I think they would have allowed me to finish.
I think they would. If you still want to do something, all you have to do is get me there.
Well, I'm sure that's true. And I couldn't find anybody at the time.
Jean would have done it, I think.
Yes, I don't know all those people.
The Woods and Glenna Skanga. What was her name before she married Skanga?
But here you know her name today. But you know her name today.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know her. Okay. She just got married to some guy.
Really? Well.
But Diane knows, and Danny. That's who to talk to if you want to know something.
Mm-hmm.
They remember. Of course, he hadn't but told her. My son and them were at the school together, you know. And Glenna.
She did lately say there were 6 or 8 people who were still interested in helping. I don't know them, but she did say that lately.
For what?
For the museum. Oh. Diana said she had about 6 different
people. Oh, Diana knows what's all about. Well, she knows enough to ask me.
Yes. But
yeah, she would remember her and her sister-in-law, Glenna.
I don't think I met them, although I do know Diane.
Skanga. Well, she married Skanga.
It's a well-known name in the area.
I can't think of it. She was a Woods. Glenna was a Woods.
She was part of that family.
Huh?
She
oh,
was
yes,
part of
they're
that
all.
Family.
That was her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't told you anything.
Yes, you have, and I appreciate it very much. And thank you. And go and put it. This is Susan Marshall for the Salida Oral History Project. I have been interviewing Mabel L. Davis at the Senior Citizen Center in Salida, 305 F Street. Mabel is 93 years old and has lived in her home in Poncha Springs for 50 years. Her address there is 225 East Way, Highway 50, Poncha Springs. The date is October the 24th, 2003.